USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Here we go again. After 2 days and six votes, the House will try again to elect a speaker, with no sign that today will be any different, as 20 Republicans continue to not vote for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy.
This Republican Party within the House is disinterested and incapable of governing, and that is unfortunate.
The view from the other side of the aisle, and Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse. But the strongest words aimed at the rebels come from another Republican, Dan Crenshaw of Texas.
These members contribute nothing. Nothing to our majority. They contribute nothing to the conservative movement.
Crenshaw on Fox News last night. On the other side of Congress, longtime Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow says she will not run for re-election. The four-term Democrat says she'll pass the torch when her tenure ends in 2 years. Pass the torch, the flashlight, and the buckets on the California coast as another atmospheric river is dumping several inches of rain on already soaked land. And what's raining the coast will be snow in the mountains, according to Dan Orovic at the National Weather Service.
Not quite as heavy as some of the past events because the snow levels are fairly high, but we can still see anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of snow through the Sierra over the next week.
Orovic says the irony is that California reservoirs, which have been weighed down for years because of chronic drought, may be so full officials will have to open floodgates and drain some of that water. President Biden will visit the southern border sometime next week as he then heads to Mexico City for talks with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. This as border crossings are at an all-time high. More signs that the economy's hot, maybe too hot. ADP reports employers added more than 250,000 jobs last month, and wages are up, leading to many experts concluding that the Federal Reserve will again raise interest rates. That fear is very real on Wall Street, where the Dow opened down by more than 300 points, or more than 1%. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new Gallup poll finds more of us are pursuing new goals in this new year. The most common goals, improving health and finances. About a third of goal setters say they also have laid out a specific plan to get there. If one of your New Year's resolutions is to lose weight, one expert has a suggestion. Get off Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. Stop looking at pictures of gorgeous people.
We compare ourselves to people who post this, like, airbrushed photo of themselves looking great. That's going to make us feel worse.
Texas A&M chronic disease prevention expert Michaela Smith says the constant bombardment of so-called role models and life hacks just aren't worth it.
Those subconscious messages that we see in social media really trigger behaviors in more ways than we know.
She says those life hacks we see all the time usually don't show all the hard work that goes into making a change, and that can trigger a shame spiral. So again, the big advice?
Disengage as much as you can. Take a break from media where we're being bombarded by those messages.
And now some good social media news. Since Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin was hurt on Monday night, donations to his formerly modest hometown charity have skyrocketed. The original goal for buying toys for kids in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania was $2,500. As of today, the GoFundMe page for the toy drive has passed $7 million. Hamlin's relatives and friends say they're awestruck at the generosity of people from all over the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.